Good morning, Carroll County, and this is Commissioner Ed Rothstein giving you a weekly address. Up front, I do want to share with you I have some good and bad news. The first part is the bad news, and that's I'm a little bit under the weather and my voice is a bit raspy and it may give out. The good news is I have a really close friend and someone that I want to share with you, Ms. Tammy Lofink, who's going to be talking about some of her experiences, specifically with a program called Rising Above Addiction, which is a 501c3 that she has started a few years back. And the intent here is to provide you with some insight on what is being done with the evils of the heroin, opioid, fentanyl, drug, all this garbage that's out there and is affecting our community. Most recently, as I think I shared with you a few weeks ago, I was at the Maryland Association of Counties where we addressed a lot of opportunities to highlight programs in dealing with this drug addiction. Also, most recently, I was at an event, the Heroin Still Kills premiere, which will be going out to the entire county, hopefully across the state and every state in our country, to focus the attention that heroin is still killing our folks in our community, and we need the programs to minimize this evil. Yesterday, I was down in Annapolis, and our governor gave his State of the State address. And a few words that I'd like to share with you before handing it over to Tammy is what he talked about in dealing with the opioid crisis. You know, he was the first governor in the U.S. to declare a state of emergency, and he committed $800 million towards fighting the heroin, opioid, and substance abuse epidemic from all directions, as it needs to be a multi-pronged approach, focusing on prevention, education, treatment, interdiction, and enforcement. The bottom line, in my view, is that this is a disease and not a choice that people are making, and we need to treat it as that disease. He also went on to say, while we have bent the curve downward on the prescription opioid and heroin overdose deaths, an even more deadly drug, fentanyl, is infecting and poisoning America. And fentanyl is being used by itself and also being cut into other drugs, unfortunately, of choice, and our kids and our community is really being affected by it. Too many of us know the devastation caused by heroin and the opioid addiction. And under the surface, this crisis is destroying lives and tearing apart families and communities. This is a fight worth fighting for, but it will take all of us, the federal, the state, the county, the municipalities, our community leaders, our neighbors, our friends, our loved ones, working together with an all-hands-on-deck approach in order to save the thousands of lives. Carroll County is not immune to this problem and this evil, and Tammy has stepped up a few years ago in establishing this 501c3 called Rising Above Addiction. So good morning, Tammy.
Good morning.
And what I would like to, you know, just kind of hand this over to you in sharing why you established the Rising Above Addiction, the importance of communications, and telling the story. And then also we're going to talk a little bit more about the importance of partnerships and the pragmatic approach that you are taking with Rising Above Addiction. So I guess to start off, who are you? And besides being a really good friend of RJ and I and the entire family, and then why you established Rising Above Addiction?
So on September 14th, 2014, I lost my son, Robert, to an overdose. He was 18 years old and he died at home in his bed. My life obviously came to an abrupt end, and I knew at the moment I lost him that my life would never be the same. I did, however, know that I wasn't a quitter. I didn't want to give up, and I wanted to make something out of his death. I wanted there to be purpose, and I wanted my daughter to know that life would still go on in some capacity. So on the year anniversary of Robert's death, Rising Above Addiction was born. And what Rising Above Addiction main focus is to help raise awareness, help families with the navigation of getting their loved ones into treatment. And also we do various fundraisers throughout the year to help raise money, to help people get to treatment.
You know, Robert is the same age as Emily, my daughter, and went to the same schools, Sykesville Middle and Century High School. And the toughest part that I saw as things were happening and growing was the challenges in communications and challenges in not just identifying problems as they start to grow, but actually getting intervention and getting involved. So a large part about Rising Above Addiction is focused on, I believe, communications,
yes.
Getting out there and getting into the schools, into the clergies, into the congregations, into the communities, and walking people through the importance of communications. Can you share a little bit about that?
Sure. For me, when Robert was going through his problems when he was 16, 17, I didn't know where to turn. There wasn't a lot of guidance to help me out, even though I had him in counseling once a week. I took him to get testing. I was in constant communication with the schools trying to figure out how I could help him. But now, since Robert died and our state's attorney, Brian DeLeonardo, has made so many changes to help stop the stigma and help correct the problem instead of shaming the problem. And now there are places to turn. And for me, it was very important for me to be able to be a sounding board and a voice and a contact for other families to be able to call me, and I could help them navigate to get to where they needed to be to help their loved one. And that was something that I didn't have. And I feel like if I would have had that, things could have been a lot different for me and my son.
And I appreciate that. And the word stigma means a lot to me as well. As serving, you know, in uniform for the 30 plus years, there was always a stigma of not being at the level of readiness that you need to be as a soldier. And part of that had to deal with mental illness. And it was things that we weren't, I won't say allowed to talk about, but we weren't going to be upfront to talk about problems that we saw coming back out of combat with PTSD and other issues. That stigma started to get knocked down, whether we called it battle fatigue in Vietnam or PTSD today. The importance of recognizing these stigmas and breaking the walls, the challenges associated with the stigmas, and communicating is so important. And I think that's what a large part of this is about, is working with each other, understanding that it's not just one effort or another, but it's everything coming together and takes true partnerships. You mentioned the state attorney's office. I did mention our governor and his efforts. What other partnerships are you working through with Rising Above Addiction?
Well, we work in the community with different organizations. I work closely with the health department, the sheriff's department, and it's great to be a community partner with our state's attorney's office and just partnering up with different organizations that help us get to where we need to be to help other people get into treatment.
That's fine. It's understanding that, I want to say I am a bit tongue-tied on this, is developing the right partnerships in helping somebody get back on the right track. You know, there's a word called wellness, and that's basically making the right decisions, whether it's socially right, mentally, physically right, eating, dietary right decisions. But the problem is the world throws curveballs at us. And sometimes we make poor decisions, and sometimes things happen to us. How we pick ourselves back up is called resiliency.
Right.
And partnerships that we bring together to minimize these challenges, you know, are so vital. It's all about quality of life. The focus that I want to bring to Carroll County as a commissioner is to increase our quality of life. And that's coming from the economic business growth and development. It's coming from strengthening our public schools, but it's also coming from the safety and security within our community, and specifically, in this case, dealing with the opioids and the drug issues. I think just in closing, Tammy, if you can just say, what do you recommend people do when they start seeing a problem?
Pick up the phone, make calls. They can call me at any time. My phone number is on my website at risingaboveaddiction.com. Be in constant communication with the schools, with the teachers, with the friends' parents. It's important to have your eyes open. And one of the biggest lessons I learned is, especially our young kids are good at convincing us of what they want us to believe. And a lot of times we don't go with our gut, even though we know something is wrong. We don't go with it. And I always tell parents and family members, if you think something's wrong, it is, don't ignore it and get the help that you need, because it can be a matter of life and death, especially as seen in my situation.
You know, and in closing, I cannot give any better advice than that. I really appreciate your time. This is a very tough topic to talk about. The importance of continuing to keep it on the forefront of our community and continue to talk about it, whether it's through movies like Heroin Still Kills, the work that our governor and our community leaders are doing. It all needs to be put together and continue to keep that dialogue going until no one is affected by this evil. Again, this is Commissioner Ed Rothstein. I hope you enjoy a great Sunday, and until next time, thanks.